Bovakamo, Perigimel, Mishne Zayin, Hamavakeh Beshusa Yochid, Vihizik Beshusa Rabben. We're continuing Legabi Odom Amazik. Somebody's chopping wood in Rishusa Yochid. You find the word Bakeh already by Avram Avinu, cutting down wood for the Akedah. Vihizik Beshusa Rabben. And the wood flew, and it was Mazik Beshusa Rabben. Now, the fact that it's Koichoi, a person doesn't have the tour of Tzveris. So if he was Mazik, the wood flew in and damaged someplace else, he's chayv. B'shusa Rabban v'hizik b'shusa Yochid. B'shusa Yochid v'hizik b'shusa Yochid Achid. Doesn't make a difference if it's from one type of Rishus to another, or it's the same type of Rishus, but from one place to another, chayv. What's this mission of being Mechadish does? The point of this mission, the Gemara explains, and the Aflamed Beis, is that there's no level of wrongdoing in the Etzem chopping of the wood. He's chopping wood in his backyard. He didn't see anybody around him. It flew out to Rishus HaRabim. Even though Be'etzim, he's cutting in a place where he did have Rishus to cut, but the Maaseh was Mazik in a place where he's not allowed to have wood flying. So, Mel, there is some level of wrongdoing. Not only that, Rishus HaRabim, V'hizik Rishus HaYochid, is he's cutting in a place where there's nobody passing by. So there's nothing wrong with where he's cutting. The Rishus HaYochid next to it is a place that's, he doesn't think anybody's going there, so it doesn't make a difference if there's a little bit shower of pieces of wood over there. Somebody unexpectedly went by, Lamaise his chayv. The third case, where he chopped wood in his own rishus, he has rishus, and Lamaise went into somebody else's rishus, in a mochim she'en metzuyim sham, so he's chopping in a place where he's fully entitled to. It's going into a place where it's unexpected that it'll be mazik. Afilochi is chayv. The Mishnah really could have said the third case, and they would have known the other two cases, like a loy zuavzu. And like we said, the chiddush over here is that he's chayv nezik sholem, despite the fact that it's only koichoi. Mishnah ches, shnei shvarim tamlu shecholvul zeh. Two shvarim that are choivul zeh, mishalmim b'moyse chatzi nezik. We're saying, similar to halachas that we had before, about two cars crashing into each other. What about two shvarim that crash into each other? It's momen amazik. Reuven's Shartam, Shimon's Shartam, they get into a fist fight and they smash into each other. The damage of one is 200, the damage to the other is 300. The way you make the cheshem is you see the moisa, the leftover, the extra between the two, 200 and 300, the difference is 100. Half of 100, because the Shvarim Tamim is 50. So that's what the one who caused more damage, the one whose behemoth caused more damage, will have to pay the other one. Now, if you make the cheshbin also half of 200 and half of 300, it'll come out the same thing. That means Reuven damaged Shimon, a half of 200 is chayv, which is 100. Shimon damaged Reuven, a half of 300 is 150. So again, the moisa will be 50 between the two. Shnei muadim, mishalmim b'moisa nezik sholim. The same thing, except that's nezik sholim, not chatzin nezik. Again, what's the chiddush over here? That, let's see. First, the cheshbin. The Mishnah cheshbin is out muad b'tam. Mishalim b'moisa nezik sholim, tam b'muid mishalim b'moisa chatzin nezik. The Rav, the Rishonim, understand that over here state a grace of chiddush. Muid b'tam and tam b'muid, there should be a difference if you look at each one as a separate mazik. Each one damaged the other one 100. But the tam is chayiv to the muid 50, the muid is chayiv to the tam 100. And one's chayiv min aliyah, one's chayiv only migufa shalashar. The mashmos over here is that the chiv is b'moisa, which means if the mu'id was mazik the tam 50, and the tam was mazik the mu'id 40, then if they're done simultaneously, the Rosh explains this way, that when two mazikim are mazik each other simultaneously, we see the hezik between the two of them only as the moisa between the two. So if 50 and 40, we don't say the 50 is a full 50 and the 40 is only 20 and then the difference is 30. We see the 50 and 40 as one mazik. The difference is only 10. We see the sum total of the hezek as 10. And you'll pay the 10, depending on tam. You'll pay half of that migufoi. And if it's a mu'id, you'll pay nezek sholem in aliyah. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And l'chayit is a tremendous chiddush. The Mishnah will continue the same train of thought that when two people get into a boxing fight, So then you'll see also that the chavolo is the moisa between the two of them. Chen shnei anoshim shechavlu zeh bezeh, mishalmim b'moisa nezik sholim. The Mishnah is only talking about lecher the mazik of the nezik, the damage to the person. But we know that in chavolo there's other factors also. Tzar, ripu, shevis, boish. It's not mavur over here. How we're going to cheshbon those four things out? Are they also b'moisa? Mishnah just talks about the nezik. One person is in better shape than the other. So the damage is going to be greater. You only cheshbon out the moisa between the two of them. Adam b'mud umud ba'adam mishal b'moisa nezik shalom. Adam b'tam v'tam ba'adam. If you're going to get into any combination, you're going to have to cheshbon out the moisa. Adam b'tam. The moisa is going to be nezik shalom. If it's tam ba'adam, the moisa is going to be the moisa of the chatzin nezik. Lamaisa, they are ashamed that a chaylich on this chiddush. This chiddush needs a taich. When two people are doing simultaneous maisa mazik, and we see the shame maisa mazik as only the moisa between the two of them. Who said that the maisa is defined in terms of the relative damage value between the two of them? It's a very big chiddush. It's a hard halacha to understand. Of Azay state, since the maisa are simultaneous, we look at them as together. And then the Maisa is however much damage they caused, the Maisa between the two of them. Reb Kiva Oimer, Af Tam Shechoval Ba'odom Mishalim B'Maisa Nezik Sholim. Reb Kiva over here adds a chiddush which is not miyuchid for this Mishnah, it's a Stam Halacha. That a Tam that damages a person, the Halacha is, there is no Halacha of Chatzi Nezik. The Kula that a Tam only pays Chatzi Nezik is only when a Shor damages, which is the Mishnayis in the first peg and the second peg, chafetzim, or other animals. But a shor that actually shtois the person is chayiv. We see that as a maisa chomer, and the teres kula of chatzinezik doesn't apply. We had a similar halacha where a kula doesn't apply, an arichus, in the second peg. We saw the shita that a short tam that damages bishus hanizik also is chayiv nezik shomer over there. Ganze shmuz. Tanoim with a Kal V'Chomer. And Lamaisa, Reb Tafin, what we saw then is that even though Reb Tafin holds Yechayv Nezik Sholim, but Yechayv Nezik Sholim Migufay, not Min Aliyah. The same thing is true over here. The Gemara makes the Tzuchta. So over here also, even according to Reb Kiva that holds that a short Tam, Shechovel HaSa'odim is Chayv Nezik Sholim, he's Chayv Nezik Sholim Migufay Shal Ashor, and not out of pocket.